Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I don't know how this came up in the pre-show meeting because it's been a couple hours now, but there is one theory working out there that the Browns have too many quarterbacks to run a proper search.
Oh, yeah. So I was on a YouTube show, the last chance you coach, James Brown, right? And he was just asking
the problematic one?
The problematic one. That's how I would describe him.
The one that's also weirdly lost weight but still looks really fat? Or is that a different one?
I mean, I didn't describe him that way. You want to describe him that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had a cigar while he did the interview. I thought that was nice. Okay. It was like 9:30 in the morning.
Kind of talks like Jason Williams.
I mean, okay, so you're very aware of his work is what you're telling me. I know very little about the guy. When I describe him to you, I'm like, I think he's problematic, but I'm not sure. I've done zero research. Just a buddy of mine reached out and said, will you do the interview? And I said, sure, I'll do the interview. Why not? And so it was always a favor to a friend. That's all it was. So I go on this show, and I mean, this guy, you know, he knows football. He might be problematic, but he knows football. And the thing he kept harping on was the idea, he's like, he didn't know or understand how Shedeur Sanders was going to get enough reps in order to showcase that he can actually win the job. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good point. Like, I don't know that we've discussed it enough, the idea that when you have four quarterbacks like this, how are you even going to get enough reps and enough opportunity to showcase what you can actually do if there aren't enough reps?
I think it's because Joe Flacco's not going to get a lot of reps.
Well, and so that begged the question then. So if you have to, do you have to move on Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett maybe sooner than you initially thought? Like, everyone is thinking they'll build up their own cred and then you trade them before week one. You have them go through the preseason games, everything else in between. You might have to trade one of those guys way earlier than you anticipate if you need to be able to have the reps and the opportunities for these guys to actually be on the field and get some playing time.
No, I mean, I think the way you're going to do it is, I kind of feel like they treated Joe like this when he was here and they were trying to still make sure, basically keep DTR ready. Remember when Joe first got here and he was on the practice squad and DTR was still getting more reps and then Joe started the game?
Yeah.
Like, I would not be surprised if Joe was the guy who they're like, well, we know he'll be ready. We know he knows the system, so we're going to give the practice reps to Shedeur, to Dylan Gabriel, and to Kenny Pickett.
Okay, I like that thought. Joe Flacco basically does nothing in all training camp, because basically he'd prefer the rest anyway.
Yeah. Does that? No.
I like that.
And by the way, it's still going to be really hard.
You're still splitting three reps for potentially trying to be the number one quarterback on the team.
But like it,
between
Joe,
three guys.
In this case, Joe would take the role in terms of reps in a practice of getting roughly 8 reps per practice. And then the question is, all right, who gets the most amount of practice? I honestly think it should be the rookies early because, quite frankly, you've got a two-month ramp-up from the beginning of training camp to the beginning of the regular season, and or 8 weeks, roughly, 9 weeks. And I think early reps, I think that gives you an indication of where the rookies are. If neither of them takes hold, then you flip it to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco halfway through camp.
I guess I'm just really curious to find out how he ends up doing this because there's a million ways. But one thing we do know, it's not like it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago where you could just practice all day long and then figure it out. They monitor this stuff and they regulate this stuff in such a heavy way now.
Well, and it's always weird because every team kind of handles it differently. But I do think Kenny Pickett's going to get in the way. Like if we start to have the house, do you have to move on from Flacco or Pickett sooner? I'd probably say it's Pickett just because I don't want that guy taking reps from the young quarterbacks.
I like the case that you're making. I do. I like the case a lot because you're 100% right. Joe Flacco doesn't need any preseason practice training camp reps at all in the slightest bit. And if you get rid of Pickett, then you're just giving it to the two quarterbacks that are rookies and they can figure it out for themselves.
Now, the problem is going to be, I think Kenny, I don't think any of the stuff from Berea with Stefanski, I don't think he's lying that he really likes Kenny Pickett. I don't think it's coincidence that two of the quarterbacks they've went hardest for that he personally has said the most about are Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel.
No, I think he looks at this like this is his Sam Darnold.
Yes,
I genuinely do. I don't know why people think that's such a confusing take or so like whatever. I think he looks at it like it's a free roll, the same way Kevin O'Connell was on a free roll with Sam Darnold. And if things work out, then great. And it's all about upping his perception more than it is anything else.
But I do think like that's where I don't want to say it's problematic, but that's where it becomes a problem where math just you can't make it math any differently is you're probably going to give Kenny the first team reps and then maybe you alternate between Shador and Dylan. And I don't know that helps you get any closer this year.
Then it's really hard to figure out even between the two of them in such limited amount of opportunities, like who's actually winning that battle, yeah. who's looking better, and who's the one that we need to be actually playing.
And here's the other flaw in this. And maybe it isn't a flaw in the logic because maybe they don't. Again, maybe they think we want to be as competitive as we can be, but we're not trying to make a push for the playoffs here. Maybe they're being realistic about that. I'd be surprised if Kevin use that principle in terms of how he actually practices, meaning like at some point, if Joe Flacco is going to be your starter, you're going to need him to practice enough because you're going to need the locker room to buy into it, and you want to make sure there's enough continuity to hit the ground running early. But there is a part of me that's like, all right, are you going to set yourself up for failure? If my thought is right,
yeah.
Joe's going to basically get the least amount of reps, let the young guys battle early, and then maybe they all just take a turn rotating with the first team, right? Maybe one day's Kenny's day, the next day is Shador's day, maybe the next is Dylan's day, that kind of thing.
And then through a few weeks, they figure it out or what?
But just suss out where everybody is. At some point, though, you are probably putting Joe Flacco behind the eight ball if he's just your break glass in case of emergency, and through those 3 weeks, It's pretty obvious none of the young quarterbacks can take the job.
Well, but I think Joe would argue that he was put behind the eight ball 2 years ago when he entered halfway through the season coming off his couch, and he was able to overcome that. So, if anything, you can make an argument that Joe has just been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Like, if anyone was prepared to be in that spot, it would be him.
Do you think – let me ask you, what do you think Joe wants? Do you think Joe wants more prep, or do you think he wants less prep?
Good question. It's kind of like when like Travis Kelce. Do I feel like Travis Kelce wants to play all 17 games? No. Do I feel like Travis Kelce wants to do the thing that Gronk did, where Gronk in Tampa Bay showed up for week 8 and then was able to go ahead and play? Yeah, I think more than not, that's what he would want. So
I think Joe wants the best crack at making this his job for as long as he wants it.
No, but if you told him you get to start week 1, but we're giving all these reps to everyone else, I don't think he's got a problem with that.
He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to raise a problem.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So I think Joe is a get-along guy, and I think that's one of the reasons why Joe, like, the dude's consistent, he is who he is, and he will roll with the punches, and that's why he never made excuses for himself in the six games that he played 2 years ago. It doesn't mean that's maybe what he prefers. Like, I think that there's a part of him that's like veteran day. Sure, I'd like some of those because I'm 40. Listen,
ideal world, he gets every snap under the sun, and then he gets to start week one, and then he just is awesome and everything's great. That's what he prefer, but it's not an ideal world when you're 40 years old and the whole NFL world doesn't think you're really anything at this point. Like, you got to roll with the punches a little bit here. Like, if Joe was promised week one starter, but he just has to divvy up the reps and he doesn't really get to do much in preseason, I think he'd take that and he'd run with it.
Oh, I don't think they're going to promise anyone anything.
No, they won't. But that was the hypothetical we were playing under right there.
Oh, No. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying is Joe is the break glass in case of emergency, meaning that, okay, Joe, we're going to give you a chance to do this, but of course, if the rookies are ready, the young guys are going to play, but you're going to get to a point where...
Oh, Joe feels jobbed at that point.
Okay, so I think that's...
Joe feels ripped off.
Not just Joe feels jobbed.
Which, by the way...
That has repercussions within the veteran locker room as well.
But in that instance... Well, this is why I would argue that you would just have to trade Joe Flacco before you even ever got there. But I would argue I don't care about Joe Flacco's feelings in that regard. You just have to do what's best for the team. And what's best for the team is figuring out which of those three quarterbacks can actually play.
I think in a vacuum, I know that sounds good. I think in a real living, breathing locker room, if you handle this quarterback thing the wrong way, you can sink Kevin Stefanski's battleship. The line that they're walking this year is trying to develop as much of these young guys as they possibly can, quarterback notwithstanding.
Okay, so what's the right
everybody.
Way,
I mean, it has to appear legitimate to the locker room. And I think that's
like
the problem.
What Coach was saying earlier today was the idea that how do you possibly get enough of them a fair shake if there's four quarterbacks? Because the NFL and the rules attached to the practices just don't allow you enough of time and opportunity to even give everyone a fair shake. If you're divvying up four guys with the different practice reps.
I think the problem with Kevin is that if you do it the wrong way, it is going to hurt you in the locker room. And listen... 3 wins, 7 wins, 10 wins. I don't think there's a lot. No, I don't want to say that there's not a lot that can lose Kevin his job. The one thing that I think he won't be able to walk back is if he loses the locker room. And I think that is 100% tied to how do they run the quarterback search.
All right, how would you run it, though, if you were starting up then? Because, I get what you're saying. You can't fumble it.
Am I in Kevin's?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You can't fumble it. But
I give Joe the first team reps, and I let everybody else fight for scraps until one of them shows me something. Or until Joe just completely botches out of the gate.
Okay, so you're having Joe start week one, and Joe gets all the reps leading up to it, and then Shador and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are just kind of, they're just feasting for everything else in the background.
No, that's not what I said. I said I run a legitimate job search. Joe gets the first crack at it, then Kenny probably gets a second crack at it.
And then in time, they just weed each other out? Is that what happens?
Over the course of camp in the preseason, yeah. I mean, because here's the thing. You're going to be able to play the young quarterbacks, specifically Shador and Dylan, as much as you want in the preseason. That's another great way to kind of assess where they are. So day one of training camp, Joe is QB1. And then we get a week in. All right, is Joe still QB1? Who's QB2? Like, I handle it every week. We just go by in the most logical, pragmatic way possible. That's how I think... that's how I think you set up Kevin to start the season best. I don't know that's what they do, because I think you do have to get a really good picture of where these rookies are, including in practice. But if this is about helping Kevin be here beyond this year and setting Kevin up to give him the best chances, and not just Kevin, give that locker room the best chance to succeed, I think that's how you got to run it.
I think I liked your point in the beginning better than the most recent one that you made in this segment. The idea that you can use Joe Flacco as if he is a 40-year-old quarterback and you don't have to – he doesn't need all the reps in the world.
All right, but then if he sucks week one, you got to understand you did that to yourself, because the locker room's going to understand that, right?
Well, again, but I'd go back on the idea that the people in the locker room that care the most about that watched him come off his couch and be good at football. Like, they know that if anybody can rely on not having a bunch of reps and being great at it and looking the part and doing the part, it's Joe Flacco.
216-474-0092. Do the Browns have too many quarterbacks to run a proper search? And If that is correct, does that mean the Browns have to move on from either Flacco or Pickett sooner than anticipated? Trevor Sikkema of PFF will tell us where he thinks the Browns rank in the NFL after the NFL draft. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.